This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday night that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm, and they called it extremely dangerous. Before leaving for Camp David Friday, U.S. President Trump said that he is monitoring the situation.
Hurricane is roaring, and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
And the National Hurricane Center director, Ken Graham, said because Dorian is moving slowly, it could produce prolonged rains, winds, and storm surges, leading to life-threatening flash floods.
The longer you keep us around, the more rain that we get, the more time you had those onshore flow to push the water in. And it's also a situation that you keep the wind, and that's more rain. So if you have all that wind over all that rain, and you saturate the soil, that means trees down. We have more time for the damage.
Forecasters say Dorian is packing sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour as it churns towards Florida's east coast. Uganda Friday evening repatriated five Congolese people who had contact with a 9-year-old Ebola victim who died in a western district. Halima Thumani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's health ministry Friday evening repatriated five Congolese contacts of a 9-year-old girl with Ebola to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The girl, also of Congolese origin, traveled with her mother from Goma in the DRC on Wednesday and entered Uganda through the Mpondwe border post for medical care. Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu, Uganda's State Minister for Primary Health Care, said even though Wera's Gasese district has full capacity to handle a disease outbreak, including Ebola, it was too late to save the girl. The health ministry has reassured the public that the current threat poses no major risks to the rest of the country. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.